Hello to everyone in KC. Hello to Racheli, hello to Ruth, hello Heliana, hello to Lena, Elbi, Shana, Chana, Shoshana, Yafa, Aviva, Adina, Noah, Sarah, Batsheva, Malki McGilnick, Malki Meyerowitz, Talia, Chavi, Zahava, Bela, Chama, Ahuva, and Naama. Whoa, I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday and you'll have an even better day today. Remember, think of all those mitzvahs you can do. I hope you've been enjoying the books I've been reading to you. I would love to hear from you. If you would like, feel free to call me. My number is 410-466-4188. Or maybe your parents could also take pictures of what you've drawn for the books we've read and email them to me. That would be wonderful. I have a new book today. The title is Lily's Big Day, and the author is Kevin Henkes. Do you know what author means? Author is a person who writes the book. Lily's Big Day. I wonder what her big day is. Is her big day that she got a big dress? Is her big day that she got a big school bag? I wonder what it is. One day, Lily's teacher, Mr. Slinger, announced to the class that he was going to marry Ms. Shotwell, the school nurse. Mazel tov! Lily's heart leaped. She had always wanted to be a flower girl. It will be the biggest day of my life, said Mr. Slinger. Mine too, whispered Lily. Why will it be big for Lily? She's not getting married. At home, in her room, Lily practiced being a flower girl. First, she changed into something more appropriate. Then she held her head high and smiled brightly and raised her eyebrows and turned her head from side to side and carried her hands proudly in front of her and hummed, "The bride, here comes the bride," and walked the length of her room very, very slowly, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It will be the biggest day of my life, said Lily. Whoa. Who are you pretending to be tonight? Asked Lily's mother at dinner.
I'm not pretending, said Lily. I'm a flower girl.
Who's getting married? Asked her father.
Mr. Slinger, said Lily.
Really? Said her mother.
Really? Said her father.
Really? Said Lily. He's going to marry Miss Shotwell.
He told us today. And I'm going to be the flower girl.
You are, said her father.
Did Mr. Slinger ask you, said her mother.
Not yet, said Lily.
Oh, do you think she's going to be the flower girl?
I wonder.
At bedtime, Lily's mother said, Lily, there are many students in your class. Mr. Slinger couldn't possibly pick just one to be a flower girl.
Her father said, it wouldn't be fair.
He probably has a niece, said her mother.
Maybe Aunt Mona will get married someday, said her father.
Do you understand what we're trying to say? Asked her mother.
Lily nodded.
Are you sure? Asked her father.
Lily nodded again.
After her parents left her room, Lily said, I understand that I'm going to be the flower girl.
You really think that's going to happen?
The next day at school, during sharing time, Lily said, I've always wanted to be a flower girl, even more than a surgeon or a hairdresser. The following afternoon, when Mr. Slinger had recess duty, Lily picked a handful of weeds at the edge of the playground. She carried the weeds proudly in front of her and walked very, very slowly past Mr. Slinger until the bell rang. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the morning after that, Lily went to the light bulb lab in the back of the room. She drew a self-portrait. Me, Lily, the world's best, most famous flower girl.
Do you really think she's going to be the flower girl?
Mr. Slinger called Lily up to his desk during quiet reading time. Lily, he said, I can tell that you want to be a flower girl. But unfortunately, my niece Ginger is going to be the flower girl at my wedding. Lily's heart sank. But, said Mr. Slinger, I also want you to know that everyone in the class will be invited to the wedding. We can all dance together at the reception. It'll be fun. Lily's stomach hurt. This seems really important to you, said Mr. Slinger. Lily's cheeks turned pink. You know, said Mr. Slinger, I was just thinking that you might like to be Ginger's assistant. You could stand with her and keep her company until she has to walk down the aisle. You could make sure her dress isn't crooked and that she holds her flowers properly. Lily considered this. You could remind her to walk slowly, said Mr. Slinger. Lily considered some more. You could wear a corsage, said Mr. Slinger. What's a corsage? That's some flowers that you pin onto your dress, or you put it like a bracelet around your arm, your hand. Oh, all right, said Lily, if you really need me so much. Lily tried to get excited about being Ginger's assistant. Weddings wouldn't exist without flower girl assistants, she told her baby brother Julius. I have a responsibility, she told her parents. When her Grammy took her shopping for a new dress for the wedding, Lily told the girl, the clerk, a flower girl assistant is very important. Important and glamorous. But when it really sank in that she would not be walking down the aisle carrying a bouquet with everyone watching, Lily pretended that her teddy bear was Mr. Slinger. She made him sit in the uncooperative chair. You can stay there forever, she said. As the wedding drew near, Mr. Slinger counted the days on the chalkboard. One day closer to the biggest day of my life, he would say.
One day closer to the biggest day of Ginger's life, Lily would whisper.
And still at home in her room, Lily practiced. She held her head high and smiled brightly, and raised her eyebrows and turned her head from side to side, and carried her hands proudly in front of her and hummed, Here Comes the Bride, and walked the length of her room very, very slowly, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The day of the wedding finally arrived. Lily hoped and hoped that Ginger would have pink eye or a bad fever and not show up. Was that nice? But she was there, and she was all ready. Her dress was straight, and she held her flowers properly.
Are you sure you want to do this? Said Lily.
Yes, said Ginger.
Are you sure you're sure?
Yes.
Are you really sure you're sure?
Lily hoped and hoped that Ginger would change her mind, but she didn't. It was time for the wedding to begin. The music swelled. Everyone stood. The moment came for Ginger to walk down the aisle. But Ginger didn't move. Mr. Slinger motioned her forward.
Go, said Lily.
Ginger was frozen.
Now, said Lily.
Ginger was as still as a stone.
You can do it, said Lily.
But Ginger couldn't. Everyone waited and waited and waited. No one knew what to do except Lily. Lily scooped up Ginger and said, Here we go. Then Lily walked very, very slowly down the aisle carrying Ginger. She held her head high and smiled brightly and raised her eyebrows and turned her head from side to side and carried Ginger proudly in front of her. When she reached Mr. Slinger, everyone clapped. I knew this would be the biggest day of my life, said Lily. Lily was so excited she barely noticed the rest of the ceremony. The reception was great fun. After the cake was served, Lily coached Ginger for the next time she would be a flower girl.
"I won't be with you at every wedding," said Lily. "I won't be able to save you every time."
Together they walked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, very, very slowly. Soon they were dancing, and soon after that they were joined by Chester Wilson, Victor Julius, Mr. Slinger, Ms. Shotwell, who is now Mrs. Slinger, and many others.
"Whoa, what a nice dance," said Mr. Slinger.
"We're doing the flower girl dance," said Lily. Lily's family stayed at the reception until Lily was perfectly exhausted. "But there's something I have to do before we go," said Lily. She needed to find Ginger one last time. And when she did, she said, "Ginger, when I get married, you can be my flower girl." Whoa, did Lily end up getting her wish? Did she help Ginger so much? Was she very proud? Would you have done the same thing? Draw a picture of your favorite part. What kind of animal do you think Lily is? Or do you think Lily is a real person? Well, let me know what you think. Have a good rest of the day. And remember, if you want to call me, you're more than welcome to call. Have a great rest of the day. Love you, Mora Rosen.